Can you give me a check, check, check?
Check, check, check.
Check, check, check. Ooh, Renee. All right, here we go. Sherman. Your last name went out of my head just now.
It's all good. Just saying Tank.
What's that?
Sherman Tank.
Sherman Tank.
I'm a big girl.
Oh, my
God.
Please don't get that. It's like a Freudian thing, you know? Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go. Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Sarah Sherman from our Grand Generation Center. Good morning!
Good morning, honey.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm awesome, and I'm glad you're here. I think you've got something with Bonanza coming up. You want to tell our listeners about it, please?
Well, I do. So the Grand Generation Center here in Grand Island is having their third annual Burger Bonanza. And we title it that because it's not just your average burger feed.
Oh, my gosh. So what is it?
You'll get your burger, and then you'll get a side of cowboy beans, chips, and a drink.
Ooh.
But then the fun piece is you get to go through a huge buffet of condiments. Anything from a fried egg to bacon, Swiss cheese and mushrooms, and, you know, your more traditional lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles. We'll even have peanut butter and jalapeno jelly.
What?
Mayo. Oh, yeah. And the jalapeno jelly is
the bomb, right?
It really is.
I can't take the heat.
I know it sounds weird, but it is so good.
The peanut butter thing is too Elvis-y for me. I'm sorry. But
it's really good, though.
Oh, have you tried it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well.
Yes. Good stuff.
You make a burger with peanut butter. Can I have a bite?
Yeah. I would share. I should share. Yes.
So continue. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Yeah. So, again, it's our third annual, and then we're also going to have live entertainment with Lewis Watkins. He's a wonderful man from Omaha that is just, he sings so nice. And anything from Conway Twitty to Frank Sinatra, just does a beautiful job and just a neat, neat guy.
Wow.
And we're also having a silent auction. So that'll be available there also. All for the price of $10 per person or per plate, however you want to look at it.
Sure.
And I'm encouraging folks to come see me ahead and get their tickets. So we do have pre-sale tickets.
Okay, how do they do that?
Well,
how do they get a hold of them?
So the Grand Generation Center, we're the local senior center.
Mm-hmm.
We're down on 3rd Street by the YMCA.
Right.
They can call, let me know they're coming in, or they can just pop in.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the tickets. I'll take their money, put them on a list, and they just need to hang on to that. And then the day of the event, they'll turn that in, and I'm hoping that just makes the line go a little smoother.
Yes.
You can buy tickets at the door. So
okay.
I don't want to, like, deter people. Oh, well, we didn't get any tickets, so we can't go.
Right.
But, yes, you can do either or.
It kind of helps with the head count. How many hamburgers do we need to
right.
make?
Right,
you know,
right.
All this stuff. That always helps.
And just, you know, how many chairs to have set up and
sure.
tables and so on. So that's the benefit in that. But please don't, you know, if it's Friday and you've all of a sudden decided, Don't think you can't come down, because you certainly can.
This is a really good deal, though, you know, with the price of beef these days.
No. And I have to say, they do a fine job.
Oh,
so,
gosh. That's
yes,
wonderful.
It's good food. And like I said, Lewis is a blast. So.
Well, so this is happening, the third annual Burger Bonanza, Friday, September 6th. Can I ask you, though, you know, for our listeners' sake that may have not heard of our Grand Island Generation Center, what do you do in this community? Can you tell us what you guys offer?
Sure. So I'm the activities director. So I'm basically in charge of, I oversee anything and everything that goes on in the dining room area. I schedule the entertainment and different events that go on. We have a newsletter. You can go on our website.
What's
GrandGenerationCenter.com.
GrandGenerationCenter.com.
You're going to look for a little yellow heart off to the left. That's what you want. Yes.
A yellow heart.
A little
that
yellow
is
heart.
Precious.
Part of our logo.
Isn't yellow the symbol for friendship?
It is. Friendship. Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Keep
no,
going.
You're fine.
You guys do so much down
there. So we offer meals Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 12:30. Our kitchen, I just have to toot horns for them. They do a killer job. They are such good cooks. We have a salad bar part-time. So, every Wednesday and every other Thursday, which is our chicken day,
mm-hmm.
that's a really popular one. Salad bar is available, but then your hot meals range from Oh my gosh. So like I said, the chicken to Swiss steak to maybe something with a little more of an Italian twist. Meatloaf is a popular one.
Oh, I love meatloaf.
Oh, you can't beat meatloaf. Mm-mm. And then, okay, so Wednesdays is a big day because we have bingo right after lunch, and that draws a lot of people, and they're, you know, they get some money. They win money.
Money.
We have a variety of exercise groups. We have a ladies' workout program every morning, Monday through Friday. We also have cardio drumming. We have Tai Chi. We have an exercise room. We have card groups, and or you can bring your own card group in, you know. We have billiards and shuffleboard, and it's just, I mean, and like I said, a variety of entertainment. We've been doing some smaller fundraisers lately. We had a Saturday brunch.
Oh, nice.
Last week, we've done movie and pizza night. We've done a trivia night with Lori Lou.
Oh.
That was a lot of fun. And we've got more stuff planned for this fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just busy, busy.
Now, do you still have space if people need to rent anything or if they've got a function?
We do rent. Yes, we do. You would need to talk to the administrator, which is Dana Kirby.
Yep.
And absolutely. I mean, it's a nice big space. So
it is. And you know what? Our senior citizens, I mean, is there an age limit when people can start going there? I don't really understand how
that
works.
That's a good question because, okay, so how do I explain? If you're 60 and over, the only asking cost is, it's a suggested contribution of $5 to eat there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you're under 60, you're more than welcome. We do have some folks come in that are under 60. For any of the activities, there's no membership fee, nothing. It's just the $5 to eat is the asking contribution. So, but if you're under 60, it is a mandatory $9 to eat. Otherwise, you can come in for any of the stuff.
I'm telling you, you can't eat for, I mean,
$5.
Especially a good nutritious meal that's delicious.
Yeah.
And we're making sure our seniors are getting the food that they need. My grandmother, believe it or not, I have a 98-year-old grandmother who would get Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels is another program we do, yes.
And she, you know, was a light eater, so she could basically make two meals out of it, lunch and dinner.
They give you a nice helping. I mean,
yes.
They don't short you on food, that's for sure. COVID really
it took the
dinged everybody,
away,
yes.
Because we would go and have lunch with Grandma down at the senior center in Mitchell, Nebraska, and she was treated like a queen there, you know.
Yeah.
And she loved it, you know.
Oh, I love what I do.
And being down there. And I love the socialization.
Yes.
And my very own mother, I'm trying to get her into these programs as well.
Sure.
She deserves it. And I keep telling her that. I said, you worked hard your whole life. You deserve to be rewarded.
Yes.
And to have places like the Grand Generation Center.
Right. And we have a group of about 8 ladies that come down and crochet every Monday afternoon. They just sit and... From my office, I just hear them giggling and carrying on, and they might have music playing and just crocheting away. And it's just, I don't know, to me, it's truly, I mean, I've had a variety of jobs through the years, mm-hmm. but this job in particular just absolutely warms my heart every day.
It's rewarding.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I just get to be around great people every day, you know.
And I'm sure they appreciate you because you're always... You are an upbeat person.
I try to be.
Well, we all try. I mean, I try to be, too. It's like, you know, life is hard. And I want to see people smiling and singing and enjoying things. And that's what the Grand Generation Center does to our community.
Oh, yeah. And, I'm continuously amazed how many people have not heard of us.
I know, it's a shock.
And I'm like,
right?
Really? Yeah, like they've been there forever. Now me, I just came on board right after COVID.
Right.
So I'm the newbie.
You're the newbie, oh my
but
gosh, the baby.
I just love it. And we do so much fun stuff that people, you know, so I'm just trying to get the word out about us. And please come see us. And, you know, don't be afraid to get your toes in the water and try it out. Because seriously, like once people start, they do keep coming. Because it's just contagious. It really is. And to me...
It's the hangout spot for our seniors.
Well, it is. And socialization is so important. especially in our senior years.
Yes.
I feel like, because it's easy to isolate.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's very, I mean, I worked in the nursing homes, and you can see how that can easily happen. Mm-hmm. But all right, well, let's let our listeners know again.
One more time. So the Grand Generation Center, which is the senior center here in Grand Island, we're having our third annual Burger Bonanza Friday, September 6th from 4 to 6 p.m. You can purchase tickets ahead of time from me, Sarah, at the center, or just show up. Okay. We're not going to turn you away.
Who could turn down this meal and
lots
the fun
of good food, entertainment,
and the people, yeah.
Silent auction. It should be a great time. Yes.
Well, Sarah, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, on the public affairs program. And I know we'll have you back sometime soon, because you guys are always doing something.
I just love you. Thank you.
We love you too. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in this morning. Have a great rest of your day.